It would be extra $5.
Hey,
you want what on your pizza?
Eggs.
Eggs?
Like
is that sunny side
like
up?
Like a humble pie? Or they scramble them and throw them on there?
It's a breakfast pizza.
Literally scrambled eggs on top of like a pepperoni pizza.
It's You're a breakfast like, pizza.
That's not how that works.
It's not how it works?
QT says
you don't
pizza,
just scramble
have
eggs
you seen
with
those
stuff
in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Like they have a scrambled egg pizza.
You don't just like scramble the eggs and then you call it a breakfast anything?
No.
No.
It's not space.
You're not supposed to, you're not supposed to put eggs on a pizza anyway. People want to spend all their time debating fucking pineapple. Let's put a stop to the real disaster and these goddamn scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs are good, though.
They are good.
And apparently, eggs on a pizza are good.
If it's done 100% perfectly right.
And what, how should it be?
Runny.
Runny.
Yeah, it should be runny on a thin, crispy pizza.
Not like a Chicago deep dish.
So it's like sunny side up.
Essentially, yeah.
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 Like a fried egg would be.
But it like has to be a crispy pizza, preferably with some bacon on it.
Fair enough.
And a mild cheese.
And that sounds like a breakfast pizza.
Yeah.
It's got bacon.
Hey, yeah, but you're fucking talking about going to Little Caesars and just throwing a dozen scrambled eggs on top of it.
A dozen? Holy shit.
That is pretty crazy. What do I look like, The Rock?
You act like you said $5. I said $5. I think you can get a dozen.
I just said
$5
eggs.
Scrambled.
Where are you shopping at?
Huh? Scrambled. Like, you have to cook them. So
okay, I don't think that's actually how that works, but we'll go for it.
You think? I don't even.
I pre-cooked these because you put them
Can
on.
You put these eggs that I brought from my house on the pizza I'm about to buy from you?
Oh, Jesus.
Joe's like, they're still in the pan. I just.
There's someone that I know. Who is showering me nameless because he might listen to this podcast.
Just whisper it.
Oh, no. Just right into the microphone.
Whisper it over the mic. It's fine.
He used to take his own tea to restaurants.
All right, I can say this out loud. My mother does that sometimes.
Yeah, well, this guy is not 80. So
almost not 80?
Well, your mom's old.
She's 66.
Yeah, but that's an old person move. You understand it from like somebody's mom. But it was like...
Is
but
this
then you
is
go
this person?
You have to ask right, for a cup
can
of
we guess
hot
a name?
Water.
Can we guess a name?
No, I'm not gonna.
Ralph.
Say. Yeah, it's Ralph.
John.
It's Ralph.
Chris.
It's Ralph.
Malcolm.
It's Ralph.
Damn it! Was it Ian?
It's Ralph.
Damn it! Never gonna get it right.
But like, you
fuck
can't...
you, Ralph.
You dumb son of a bitch.
You dumb. Bring your own tea to a restaurant, motherfucker.
But like, it threw people off because he was like, "Yeah, I just want a cup of hot water," and they're like, "Oh, do you want like our selection of tea too?" He's like, no thanks. I got my own tea. Like, just the way he said it, I was all like, ugh.
So, do you order like a hot cup of water?
Hot cup of water. He's like, and then, like, of water? Out of his shirt pocket, pulled out
tea bags. I mean, if you have one of those things where, like, you like
this packaged?
He's literally just tea leaves.
Just
he's
tea
like,
leaf.
No, it
well,
was,
that,
it
like
was...
I'm thinking about like the Liptons come in like the little pull
yeah,
out,
it was that.
But he's already pulled it out.
No, they're in the thing.
Just got
they're
sick.
In the thing.
So if he sweats on the way there, he's got fucking
tea tits.
Name of this episode:
tea tits.
Tea tits. He's popular in Boston.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good times. Oh, hey, Mike, want to take care of some business?
Yeah.
3 minutes of nonsense. Half a conversation.
I don't want to do this.
Oh,
this
Jesus
you guys done
this
so good.
All right, fine. All right, we'll just do it real quick. Go
Mike's
to Facebook.
Like, I forgot how
Facebook.
This works.
Like it.
Share it.
Comment on stuff. Share with your friends.
All your friends.
Even people you don't like.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Frenemies.
Go to Twitter.
At Combs Natural Pod.
Yeah, you can like follow us on that and you can tweet
like
at
that
us.
Shit. Favorite that shit.
We
retweet
post
that
stuff
shit.
There.
Reply to that shit.
And then head over
quote
to iTunes where you hit subscribe so you get it for free every Friday.
Listen
on the
to that shit.
Listen to it preferably also, but downloads are just as good. And then share that shit, rate that shit, all that fun stuff. Boom, Combs Natural. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody.
Oh, it feels so good to be back, guys.
Yeah, it does. Mike's here, Joe's here, I'm here.
It's been almost a month.
It has been ridiculous.
Been almost a month.
The three amigos
the
sit again.
Amigos.
It honestly feels like it's been longer.
It could have been. It's been a while.
Well, it's either been like us two or us two, and then like maybe Ken at one point.
Yeah.
Mostly just us two, and then Mike's like, "Hey guys, what's your friend?" I'm like, "Why does Mike sound like that?" Joe's like, "He's far away, I think."
And little, apparently.
And little. Is we.
No, he's
we
just really Mike. Close and very small.
So this episode of Comes Naturally Podcast is a torture theater for Transformers 18.
We haven't watched it yet.
I'm just guessing because like we're going to go watch it after this. And I'm Some pretty of us sure are. It's going to be shit.
Those I can't are. Wait till you love it.
Dude.
And then I'll be
I
like,
would be so happy if
boom.
I did. Like,
don't worry. I don't... It's probably not going to be good.
Yeah, 100% it's not going
to
be good.
That's why I can't wait to see it.
Why do you, like, you have such a Transformer heart on.
I love Transformers!
Because he loves Transformers, he just hates the squishy people in it.
Yes.
He said that many a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was our general consensus after watching the last one. It was like,
after the shit show, all the CGI,
all the robots battling robots was dope. The story was non-existent, which is fine.
The story hasn't been in...
All the fucking people were so... And, like, good actors being horrible. Like, Stanley Tucci is like, I think, is a pretty solid, really good, high-level actor.
Uh-huh.
He was horse shit. And so, like, it led me to believe it had to have been, like, the directing. It's like, no, let's try to take it like this. Let's try to do it like that, you know? It's just so bad. The last one was so garbage.
I'm not going to blame everything on the director, but I would say the script.
Well, was it Bay? It wasn't Bay, right?
Yeah,
the last one. Did he direct the last
one? He's directed all of them.
This will be his last one.
I'm not saying it's
but
all.
But like he,
I'm just
that had to been a actual thought to portray everybody the way they've
yes.
they're portrayed.
Well, it's
yes,
not just
but
that
I'm also
though.
Saying
it's like
the script has to be pretty awful too if you're sitting there.
But I mean, it does come down to the fact if someone like Stanley Tucci, who you've seen in several movies, is really good, and you see him in this, and he's fucking terrible. It does come back on the director. Yes, the script can be shit, but a good actor can make shit be better.
At least
if they're
passable.
Better.
Yes.
You know what
but
I mean?
Like it comes down to the fact of Stanley Tucci, who you know from his previous work is a good actor and can do good, doesn't do good. That means the director's not
and
directing
even,
him.
Even yeah. Marky Mark is like Cody doesn't like Mark Wahlberg. I don't hate Mark Wahlberg, but he's been good in stuff. He's capable of making good movies.
Yeah, he definitely has his movies that he can do very well.
But this was his worst movie I had ever seen him in since probably, The Big Hit? Like, honestly?
Yeah.
His worst acting since early on in his career? Oh, I don't watch M. Night Shyamalan movies. So.
It was terrible. Everybody was terrible in that.
Again, blame that one on the director.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, the whole cast, though, was trash in that movie. So when the whole cast is trash, like, you have to, yeah, like, at some point you got to be
he also wrote it.
he didn't write that one? No, because the guys who wrote the first, I think the first three are the guys who did, like, Star Trek and stuff.
Oh.
The first two Star Trek, Alex Kurtzman and Roberto Orsi.
I thought he had some writing credit in it.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's like, he has story input. Like, hey, I want you guys to do this just so I can, you know, make these robots show up or whatever. But I mean, he doesn't develop the actual story.
But at the very least,
might as well do the last one because the last one was fucking trash.
Robot on robot violence will be fun in this one.
Yeah.
And there seems to be a lot of it, too. So that's why I go to see it. Robot on robot action.
Yeah. And we do it for the listeners, for you people.
Oh, is that what we do it for?
That's
yeah.
what I'm going to do it for.
Yeah, we do it for the listeners. Yes.
We do it for the people.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
I have obligations.
Joe,
it's Wednesday. Don't schedule stuff on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I don't schedule the birthdays.
Joe very sneakily scheduled a birthday 10 years ago today, so you didn't have to go to this movie.
In 10 years, I'm going to need to skip the fifth Transformers movie.
What a good... I mean, 10
really
years ago,
foresight.
Probably...
He plans ahead.
Yeah.
That's a realistic bet, though, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because the first one had already come out, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been what?
You think LaBeouf's ever comes back to it?
God, no. I hope not.
I don't think he comes back to anything anytime soon.
The first one was the best one.
Well, first one, but the second one was...
And third one was the second best one.
Kind of true.
So, I mean, the two best movies out of the series were his.
Yeah, no, I don't think they need him back at all, especially since he's lost the guy.
Did they ever...
Yeah, and
fucking,
I think that's what's hurting him most right now.
Did they ever explain his absence in the last one?
Yeah, because it went more towards the military, with Nest being like the...
That's right.
The whole thing, so it focused more on the military and them, and then, of course, the first one was Mark Wahlberg.
Is Tyrese in these movies?
He's in the...
Or am I thinking of Fast and Furious?
No, it's Tyrese in these. Because okay. He always does the double lines.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Left pocket! Left pocket!
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in one... I think he was in one... Three and four?
Yeah.
Is it one, three, and four?
I think so. We can probably pull
it up. It doesn't matter.
It does now.
TJ Miller going to be in this one?
He's didn't really make it.
No, he didn't make it at all.
I have no clue.
He was the best part of that, yep, that first one him in terms of 20
people. Minutes in.
20 minutes
in. On-screen death list, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Turn him into, like, cause,
metal.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest fucking
plot. Because these Transformers had turning people into metal power.
No, it wasn't them. It
or,
was
like,
a,
covered them in metal or something.
No, it was, like, the, there was a, this.
Ball
like,
spark.
Yeah, like, this, like. Material that could create organic
Infinity Stones
into metal. Yeah.
It's part of the MCU now?
Yeah.
They tried. It did not work. Did not work. Let's see.
I'm concerned I just wouldn't know what the story, what the heck's going on in the story because I haven't seen
There's it. Nothing.
You I haven't seen the previous one.
Well, see,
remember how good and pleasantly surprised everyone was with the first one?
Yeah.
Like,
and then they're like, let's rush to make the
first
second one.
I was like, oh, this might be good. And then I watched it. I was like, holy shit, that was so much fucking fun. And then, like, the second one, I was like, oh, well. And then the third one, I was like, all right. It's a good way to end it.
Uh-huh.
Good way to end it.
They didn't end it.
They didn't end it. Instead, they brought Mark Wahlberg on.
Yep.
What do you think Mark Wahlberg's best movie is?
Sniper.
He wasn't in Sniper. Tom Berenger was in Sniper.
Yeah, you're thinking of
Shooter.
Shooter.
Sorry.
Was terrible.
Shooter.
You said Sniper, and I was like, yeah.
I apologize.
I know what Mark Wahlberg movie that is. And then I was like, no, that's
Shooter.
Not it.
He pulled a mic.
Just trying to upset Cody, which I did.
Mm.
Yeah. Ted.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. I agree with that one for show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Tyrese Gibbons was in 1, 2, and 3.
Was it in 4?
Wasn't in 4.
Hmm. Weird.
But Josh Duhamel is in 1, 2, 3, and 5. Because he's in this one. Shia LaBeouf makes a photo cameo apparently in this one.
Oh, photo cameo.
It's credited as photograph.
Aw.
But John Turturro's back.
Did they Indiana Jones him? They killed him off.
No, that he went to, he like lived his life. I don't know. I don't remember. Didn't matter. Last movie was terrible.
Sad about the new one, though.
He's always excited about the Transformers. What?
Stanley Tucci's in the new one. He plays Merlin. This is going to be terrible. I can't wait.
Bay direct this one, too?
Yeah.
This will be the final Bay director?
Final Bay, final Mark Wahlberg.
I knew about the final Mark
I
Wahlberg.
Couldn't believe
I didn't know about Final Bay.
As bad as the last one was, and I was all like, I still think they have the balls to make another one. And like, I kind of thought they should, because I don't think you should leave a franchise off that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, there's no way they're bringing anybody back from that last one. And then it was announced, Mark Wahlberg filming new Transformer. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you can continue that? Like everyone else knew. Make it a completely separate, you know, and like make it smaller. You know, I think it would have been cool if they made
like every single one of these movies is like extinction event Earth type things.
Yeah.
You want something where it's like more concise
it feels,
and contained.
Yeah, it feels a little bit smaller.
Doesn't have to involve the destruction of the world and
yeah,
the transportation
the
of
two.
Cybertron over to Earth.
Yeah, the last
yeah.
Autobot and the last Decepticon just
mm-hmm.
fucking beat the shit out of each other for 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather watch that, I think. On dragons.
On dragons.
They're on metal dragons in the last movie. That's why I didn't fucking like it. There's dragons in it.
It's dragons in this one, too.
Son of a bitch. I forgot about my dragon rule. Except for Dragonheart, that is.
Dragonheart.
All of them.
Everything with dragons sucks.
The Sean
dude.
Connery movie?
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing with dragons is good, ever. Movie-wise, that I've seen.
That's not true.
Really?
Yeah.
List off some good dragon movies, bitch.
Movies? You have... Hold on, it's me. I have to think
I'm waiting for all the movies
that I have to...
Just Google it real quick.
That have
movies
dragons
with dragons in them.
Movies with dragons in them.
Dragon Slayer?
Amazing Bad. Movie.
What?
Bad.
What?
Bad.
You're out of your fucking
mind. That Ally McBeal motherfucker in this shit.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Boom.
It's an animated movie.
Oh, you never specified, bitch. You said movie with dragons in it.
Also, I've never seen it. So.
Either one of them?
No.
You've never...
Prepare to cry.
How have you never seen that?
Because he's a bitch.
Okay, you're going to dispute The Hobbit, but I thought it was a good movie.
Hobbit sucked.
See, I told you.
The first one did, at least.
No, I actually liked all the Hobbit movies.
Pete's Dragon?
Pete's Dragon, actually, yeah. But again, that falls underneath his...
The second one's not animated, technically. It's CG.
No, the new one, I didn't like it.
What?
I didn't like it.
You're dumb.
Hmm. There are some really shitty ones in here.
Dude, Reign of Fire.
That was actually one of the first ones.
That's not a good movie.
It wasn't a good movie, no.
What? The movie's awesome.
That was not a good movie.
You're not a good movie.
I do happen to like Dragonheart. I actually do.
I kind of like Dragonheart.
Never-ending story. Technically, it's a dragon.
It's a flying dog.
It's a
flying
dog.
Dragon. Flying dog completely counteracts.
He's like, no. Flying dog movies? Great.
Yeah.
Dragon movies? Terrible.
Yeah.
So, Transformers had a flying dog. Mike could be all in it.
100%.
Right. Shrek technically has a dragon in it. It's a pretty good movie.
Right.
It also falls underneath your cartoon.
That. I think animated movies are better in general.
Not somebody said earlier, but.
Yeah, right.
We're in front of an audience. It's a whole different story, huh, Mike?
Maleficent is actually not a bad movie, and it has a dragon in it.
I didn't like it.
It's not a bad movie. I didn't say it was a good movie. It wasn't a bad movie. I've watched it a couple times when it was on TV.
Oh, I was like, hey, why are you watching it a couple times?
No, I was on TV. It was one of those ones where like I turned to a channel that I watch all the time, and it's like, oh, it's on. Okay, I guess I'll watch this because I've never seen it. Right. Come back the next day, and I managed to like flip to that channel in the same scene again, and it's like, okay, I guess I'll watch this again. It's a magical power I have. I don't know why.
All right, I'm just going to say, in general, live-action dragon movies are trash.
Do you consider Godzilla a dragon?
No.
Hmm.
Komodo dragon, maybe.
Boo!
Matthew Broderick.
Boo!
Matthew Broderick's finest work. Yeah, bitch, I said it.
I will stab you with your own index finger.
War Games or Ferris Bueller?
Hmm. That's hard.
Or the producers.
I think I'd go with...
I love the producers, so...
I think I would go with War Games.
Ferris Bueller.
War Games.
Ferris Bueller for show.
Yeah. Ferris Bueller.
Jennifer Grey's in that shit.
Sheesh. Yeah.
All right, what are we going to talk about, Cody? Let's do this.
Yo, face...
You had an adventure this past week. What did you do, Cody?
I went to L.A. for E3. Mike's not so excited now.
I don't know what he was thinking he would say.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I knew.
Did you?
Yeah.
You just played it off like it was exciting, then you didn't care.
Yeah. So, what did you do at E3? Why were you there? What did you see? Who did you run into? Jim Lee, that's a piece of shit. go. Story time with Cody.
I play video games.
Yeah. Which games? How many of those days were you at work, air quotes?
None
of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to take all the time offs?
No, I didn't get paid to go there. Just vacation, play video games. I mean, huh. I got in because of work.
Oh, see, I thought you were there on a work assignment.
Mm-mm. No, sir. That is my time.
Why did you wear a Microsoft T-shirt?
The Mixer one?
Yeah.
We did that just because
you know we wear T-shirts.
Yeah, I hate T-shirts. I hated that day too. But we wore it as like a group thing because it's Mixer and it's video game related.
I got you.
And it got us free shit.
Mina,
nice.
Booyah!
Good company, man.
Booyah! Plus, there's special shirts for work. We had to wear like one day.
All right.
So, what was your favorite game?
Crackdown 3.
I haven't watched
that
the thing
yet.
That
you
got
to play. I got to play Crackdown.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have burnt that fucking building down. Took me 3 fucking days to play that game.
Shit, really? Yeah. That's how like long the lines were?
No, the line art. So I'll say this right now. So the Microsoft booth, the Xbox booth, the line system was terrible. A, they put the entrance and the exits on the inside.
Okay.
But they didn't have long line queues.
Uh-huh.
They would break them off. So people would, you could only get so many people, like 10 or 12 or 14 people in line. They don't have, you couldn't, there wasn't an extension of the line to walk in. You just had to be there at the right time to get in. So as soon as they, so demo is 10 minutes long. Roughly it's actually like 12 or 13 because there's like an intro.
Mm-hmm.
The gameplay is 10 minutes long. And then there was 10 TVs? There are 10 TVs or 8 TVs. I can't remember how many there were. And so it does, and not everyone starts at the same time. Okay. So you would think, yes, they did. Like if you started everybody at, you know, when the show opened at noon,
mm-hmm.
right? Say for example, you started them at that time at say 12:15, the next group would come in, right? For some reason it wasn't even. So you would have like off time. So you'd have to like be by the line when like one person got out and they let people go in. It was super fucking dumb. Yeah, it was the worst setup. It was not like that. It's never been like that any year before. Before, they would just have line queues, like, snake through so you can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, they're just like, no, we want to have, like, our booth be a little more controlled. Terrible. Terrible idea. A, the entrance and exits for the lines were on the inside of the booth. So to get in or leave, you had to walk into the crowd.
Which is awful.
Fucking terrible. Oh, you see, entering from that side? Fine, that's where all the people are, right? Exit on the outside. Nope, that's not how it was. You exit in the, like, so there's the bank of TVs, right? So there's a little island with all the games. You play on this side, line queues here. You play and you exit literally right next to where you enter.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, like, why is this a thing?
They should implement, like, a fast pass system.
See, now, Sony PlayStation's booth has, it's terrible, but it works out better.
Yeah.
Once people find out about it. So this year, for the first time in a long time, E3 is open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
They sold something like 2,000 tickets. Total attendees for the week, when I say week, 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, was 70,300 people.
Not bad.
Except for the Los Angeles Convention Center is fucking tiny compared to a lot of other places.
Yeah.
So you've been to San Diego, right?
San
Diego Comic-Con.
Things huge.
It's fucking massive, right? It's multiple floors. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
This place could be big. It has lots of open area, but they cram all the big booths next to each other.
Hmm.
So, like, last year, Xbox and PlayStation were opposite each other in the hall. So, like, here's us, there's them. And then it made it kind of tough to get through because there's a lot of people wanting to go to those because those are the big two, right? This year, they were in different halls saying, oh, that's going to be a better thing, right? But no. Activision, Ubisoft, Bethesda, and there's a couple other big ones. They're all basically around Xbox. Then on the other side, they had PlayStation and Nintendo. And they had a couple other ones over there. So it was like these big areas, instead of like moving them to like outwards to like the little stuff's at, they just cram them in the middle. It's fucking ridiculous.
Hmm.
So there's just people. Like to play Mario, it's like a 4-hour line.
Ugh.
And I was like, well, I'm not going to waste my time trying to get in that.
No.
Yeah. And it was like, yeah, but there's like 100 TVs. I'm like, yeah, except for there's like 10,000 people want to play.
Yeah.
And if they're 10-minute demos,
that's a long time.
You're still waiting for 10-minute demos on 100 TVs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to move that fast. It's 10 minutes. Yeah, it was real. I know of people who were in line for Nintendo because they got to the show late and they didn't get in by the time the show closed that day.
Jeez, they spent the whole day.
Yeah, waiting in a line they didn't get the chance to play a video game.
That's awful.
Yeah. I was like, well, you're dumb. Shouldn't have showed up late. B, shouldn't wait in a fucking 4-hour line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, our booth setup was fucking terrible this year. We set a stage up in the middle of it to do live broadcasts with different creators and things like that, which is cool, except for it just was in the way. Like, it was terrible setup.
I'd imagine.
Terrible setup. Last year's was so much easier to get in and out of. But, yeah, their line system was so bad this year.
All right.
But I got to play Crackdown 3, Battlefront 2, Call of Duty World War 2, Agents of Mayhem. There's some other games I played too. Now I can't think of what they are.
So if Crackdown was your favorite game,
yes.
What was the least favorite game?
Agents of Mayhem.
Really?
Which is really depressing to me.
I'm not too familiar with the game.
Agent Mayhem is the new game from Volition, people who made Saints Row.
Okay, yeah.
It's a very weird game.
Well, Saints Row was kind of a weird game towards the end there.
Yeah, so like this one, you play, it's very similar to Crackdown, actually. You play an agent that basically is going against this evil force. Now, the difference in Crackdown and Agents of Mayhem is Crackdown, you level your character to be stupid powerful, like throw trucks and shit,
mm-hmm.
and pull buildings down and shoot rockets at people. It's super dope. This one, you play as a team of three, and you can switch on the fly, and each character is like a different type. So you have like a running gunner, you have a heavy gunner, and you have like a fucking brute. And then they're all very different. There's a bunch of different types you can do within those variations. And you can switch on the fly, which is pretty cool, but it's an awkward third person, because it's over the shoulder third person normally is.
Yeah.
But it's like the characters are really slow, it feels like to me, how fast the action needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them is like on roller skates. She's like a roller derby. But so you still think she'd be faster, but yeah. She's just as slow as the person walking around. So you have to run. And I was like,
makes no sense.
Yeah. And it's like, it's really hard to navigate, like running around. And obviously, I haven't played that particular game. So, of course, it's going to be a little weird to hook controls. And I played it on keyboard and mouse, so I wasn't really too used to it. trying to figure out what buttons do what, because, you know, even in any new game, even on controller, there's that feeling around period where I don't know which button to do
which,
what, you know
which
what I
mean? Is switch,
yeah.
weapons, you know, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it keeps telling you to do certain things.
Shooting when you're trying to reload. And
yeah.
It's I'm being very stealthy right now. What I'm button is it for the drone? Grenade.
Oh, grenade.
Run! So, yeah, that was, I think, the most disappointing one. Just because I was really amped to play that game, and it doesn't seem that great.
All right.
Which is depressing.
Do you hook up with anybody?
No.
All right.
Would you hook up anyone from Comic-Con?
No.
There you go.
That's me saying that, too, yeah. So that's a bad thing.
Mike put his dick in a lot of things.
Right?
Lots of things, lots of places. Fuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the
not cosplay nerds.
yeah, no, because they smell bad. Yeah, the problem with this year is the public sector was allowed in, and they're the worst type of fucking people. Because they're the people who wait in line for 6 hours to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're willing to stand there and just wait. And I'm like, dude, like,
I'm sure it draws many of the same people that would go to
San
Diego Comic-Con.
But they're the worst type of people, too, because they're not, they're like, they're
there for a specific game.
Yeah, and that's what and you can smell it on them.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, Elder Scrolls, I can smell it on you. You just know.
You smell like sweat, like, Doritos, so you know, and Mountain Dew.
You know those the people who make Comic-Cons terrible? Those basement dwellers that use their body to smell is terrible?
Yeah.
That's all these people are. It's true. That's because video game players are routinely the worst smelling people. And I say that being a video game player is terrible, but I'm not one of those people who plays like, you know, 12 hours a day.
Right.
Mine's more like 4 hours a day.
Yeah, because you gotta work.
Yeah, I know.
My day's off, though.
Yeah, my day's off, though. Some days, is all it is TV and video games. But that's one day. But I do shower that day with soap and water.
Oh,
yeah.
Fancy, yeah. Right?
And sometimes I don't even leave the house, but I still take a shower. Because why? I don't want to be the smelly guy.
Yep.
There's plenty of them there. I swear to God, one of the times, Shaq almost threw up. So I'm walking around, and this fat piece of shit. Don't know if it was male or female. That's the kind of borderline it was on. Because it had a man bun, but didn't.
Might have just been a bun.
We think it had makeup on, but we couldn't tell because of the facial complexion wasn't great, and the fact it had a mustache, but not a thick mustache. It's very terrible. But the smell emanating from this human being, I think it was a human being, was fucking pungent. We literally changed direction. That's how bad it smelled. Oh, and I could sit with Neil Boncom's thing at the Coliseum and watch the Oat Studios thing.
What famous
people
did
you were in the audience. I was looking for you, actually, when they were broadcasting that live.
Yeah, look for the plaid shirt.
What famous people did you run into?
Ran into Jim Lee. Ran into Phil Spencer.
Motherfucker. Did you slip them our card?
I tried.
Like you didn't try hard enough.
I saw Samoa Joe.
Puerto Rican money, baby?
And
Jim Lee?
Might as well.
And Phil Spencer.
Get some money! I saw Samoa Joe and Xavier Woods there. They were at our booth doing some stuff.
Up, down, down. For the WWE.
Yeah.
I ran into Jeff again from Totally Rad Show.
Bastard.
We couldn't get into Dan's thing at the Coliseum because it was fucking packed.
You and Jeff?
No, Jeff. Okay. Jeff, no, I wish. Jeff and I were hanging out. We got in because he got in. I think that's really it for people. Oh, I ran into Adam Sessler
again. Oh, really?
Yeah, he was there.
Wow.
We made a little joke about how terrible Xbox lines were.
Was he there for anything specific?
For his show.
His show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so the guy who started EA, he was doing a thing at Unboxing. He told a story. So one of the guys that created EA, I can't remember the name of the company before it was called EA, but he's the one that came. He was there when they developed the It's in the Game thing. Mm-hmm. Like, that was all like his and stuff. Like, that was pretty crazy. Like, that dude's been in the industry for a long time.
Hmm. Remember when I was little, my uncle got a VHS tape mailed to him from Toys R Us, and it was a preview of upcoming Nintendo 64 games.
So, to watch?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
That's jeez. Fucking weird.
So, because, like, he bought consoles or something like that from him, and then, like, at that point, it was, like, enough to track you for a fucking sell, I guess. Thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he got a Nintendo 64, like, highlight of what's to come in this next year. Maybe because he pre-ordered the 64? I don't know.
Could be.
But,
these are the games you can play.
But, yeah, EA was just all over the...
EA loved the 64.
Yeah, dude. That was... We're talking...
That was the height of, like, a lot of the sports games, too.
Yeah.
NBA Live.
Back when EA made a basketball game?
97? 98? Something like that? It was the Antoine Walker cover one. That was weird. Yeah.
That's so long ago, I don't even know that name.
Yeah. Most basketball fans don't even know that name.
Fair enough.
He was really good for like 2 years.
Speaking of sports games, you know what the new trend in sports games are?
What?
Story mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every single one of EA's sports games has a story mode.
They tried doing that a couple years ago on the PlayStation 2 with one of the NBA ones. Wasn't Live or 2K. It was like a different one.
You started out from the street and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like you got drafted.
Yeah.
And
now
then,
it's
like,
that
you
way.
Have to... Yeah. It's a cool, if it's like a side piece, it's a cool, like even 2K had like a slight story mode to it last, or 2 years ago, because I didn't have last year's game. But they either need to go like balls to the wall with it, or they need to just scrap it. You know what I mean? Like
the EA ones are balls to the wall. Like,
yeah,
you get to like play for like street leagues and then professional, and you get endorsements and shit, like all sorts of craziness.
Nice.
Yeah, but they put an actual story in it, and they have real people in it. It's really fucking weird.
Weird, yeah.
It's really weird. It's really strange. Huh. But every single one of EA games has it. So Madden has one, FIFA has one, NBA Live has one, like all of them. So I was like, all right, man, whatever. You guys want to put story modes in sports games.
Reach like a point where it's like, press X to throw game.
Press like, both shoulder buttons to crush controller. It was really weird. I was gonna say something else too. No creepy VR porn this year.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing.
How was the VR scene?
Very lackluster, actually. So bigger booths had VR this year. PlayStation's, which is terrible VR. It's like worse than Samsung Galaxy Gear VR. They had a big showing, but it was like, I saw nobody lining up to try to get into it. So, you know, like that. But Bethesda had theirs up because they did Elder Scrolls or Fallout VR, and they did Doom VFR, which I thought was hilarious. You know what VFR means?
No.
Virtual fucking reality. That's what it's called. This is the game. Doom VFR. It's so funny to me. So they had those up where you could play that. Theirs is really embarrassing because... they have these little rooms set up you could do it in, but they're glass walls, so everyone can watch you fuck up and like run into shit.
That's awesome.
That was really fun to watch when you walked by.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That was really fun.
Kind of mean.
Fuck them.
Right?
Hey, you want to do it, you want to do it. So, yeah, I mean, overall, they had a lot of good games this year, but there were so many fucking people.
Mm.
Like, Wolfenstein's line was like 3 hours long to play that.
Mm-hmm.
So back to PlayStation's, how theirs work, because I didn't finish that. So they have three different experiences you can do. So they have theaters where they show off games that aren't really ready to play yet. So this year it was the new Uncharted game, Lost Legacy, which is about the ladies, which is
basically Tomb Raider Square. Nathan Drake, yeah.
They had the zombie one, Day's End.
Okay, yeah.
Which is looking cooler and cooler. Last year's demo was neat, but this one was a lot cooler because you had to see a little more of the stealth gameplay and like the different ways you can do things. Because the one they showed at the press conference, they showed the same one but in different weather and a different time of day.
Mm-hmm.
So the one in the press conference, it was like daytime ish, like it was duskish area. And like you snuck in one way and you took the dude out with a bear trap. Same thing that happened this time, but it was in snow and it was at night. And you did the same thing, but you went a different path. Instead of doing down by the dam where you blew it up, you actually went a different way and like sniped people and stuff. It was pretty cool.
All right.
Brutal, though. Brutal death, like stabbings and stuff. Like, this is one where this guy's teasing this zombie that's tied up to a tree. So you shoot with your crossbow and knock the rope loose, and she just attacks him. Huh. Just eats him. It was fucking dope.
All right.
So that was that. They had Monster Hunter World, which is pretty cool. If you never played a Monster Hunter game, it was always on the DS and stuff. This game was like crazy open world and drop in, drop out co-op and stuff is pretty fun. And then the new Spider-Man game, which looks fucking amazing, but those guys are dope anyways because it's the guys that make Infamous and those games. So Insomniac Games. So it's
a pretty good pedigree.
Yeah. And the game
looked fucking gnarly.
God, it looks so good. And again, the theater one was the same mission they showed in the press conference, but extended, and he did different things in it. And like, this is one of those games where like you're reminded like Spider-Man can kill people very easily.
But I thought in this game they were saying that he can't. He won't.
He won't kill people, but he's killed people. Like at one point, and this they do a cool thing where like.
Well, you're talking about, like, he punches somebody really like hard through
Batman
a wall.
Like, Batman kill, you know? Like, at one point, he takes a guy, and he slams him so hard you hear, like, what sounds like bones crushing.
Mm.
Like, he's not dead right now, but Peter's going to walk away, and that guy's going to slowly drown in his own blood.
Yeah.
Because his face is collapsed in on itself.
But you're not going to see it, so exactly. It doesn't count.
Doesn't count, yeah. But that whole game just looks dope. So those are the theater ones.
Is Miles going to be a playable character in it?
Don't know yet, but obviously you saw him at the end of the trailer. I think it's more just a, you know, flick the tip type thing. And a nod to it and stuff like that. And no, if anyone was asking, they did not tell us why the suit looks the way it does. They say it has to do something with the game.
Yeah, it has a purpose. Yeah. I just read that the developers were like, it's got a purpose. I think it looks dope.
I know, it's cool as shit. Yeah. Yeah. Like, Spider-Man's suit's never been used for anything other than just to cover his body. Because it doesn't look like a spider. It just looks like webs has a spider on it. You know what I mean? And even in the current iteration of the comic books, it has a use in the reason it lights up. So, I mean, it's there. But, so those are the theater ones. Those are pretty cool to watch. Then you had the playable demos, which you had Battlefront, Call of Duty, Destiny 2, and one other one that I can't think of right now, plus little ones they had, like other games, but those are big temples. The way you get into the big games, just like the theater and the VR ones, you have to use the PlayStation Experience app, and you have to basically reserve a spot at a certain time. The problem is,
no one knew about it.
First day, nobody knew about it. We did because we learned about it last year when they first started it. So we knew the game, how it worked. The problem is their app is fucking garbage because it runs on the same service their fucking online game does, and it's fucking trash. And that's not a jab at PlayStation. That is an actual fact. It's fucking garbage. So it crashed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are trying to get into it. They just mash the buttons.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, I don't, like, you hit it and it's like, all right, we're trying to reserve. And it's like, oh, stop to fill. I'm like, the fuck, man? And they do it. They have two sections. They have a 9 o'clock one and they have a 1 o'clock one. And you can only reserve certain times for those ones. So, like, 9 o'clock one is everything from 10 to two something, and then the 1 o'clock ones is everything after that to the close of the show. But each one has a certain amount of people they can play during that particular one. So like Call of Duty was 10 or no sorry 12 is it 12 6 and 6 I think it was 6 and 6 it was 12.
Okay.
Battlefront was 32.
Wow.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Problem with it is that's 32 every like 40 minutes.
Yes.
The show's only open for like 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah.
That means there's only 6 or 7 time slots to choose from, and they have 70,000 people, 70,000 plus people. Not all of them are trying to get into her, but half of that amount of people, you're definitely not getting in. You know what I mean? So it's a fight to get in. Call of Duty, the only reason I played Call of Duty World War II is because I got lucky, and I was standing there waiting for my Battlefront to start because I didn't want to wait in line. I was waiting in line to play Lawbreakers, but it was getting too close, so I went over to the PlayStation booth while Shaq stayed there to play, and to go over there because I knew it was going to take a little while. And then I got a little faster than I thought I was, so I was like, I'm going to watch some Call of Duty real quick while I'm waiting. So I'm standing there, and the lady's like, hey, we had two people show up. Do you guys want to play? And me and this guy next to me. I was like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Nice. So I got in to get that, luckily. And then after I got done that, I just went and played Battlefront, which was dope as well. And then I saw we did the Days Gone, the Spider-Man, and the Monster Hunter's World Theater experience things, which are pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's fun. But yeah, the PlayStation 1 has a good idea. That way they don't have lines. The bad thing, too, is people want to watch, like, see these video games, so they try to crowd around the area, but it's also the aisles you're supposed to walk.
Yeah, so it's very much San Diego Comic-Con syndrome, yeah, where people want to look at the displays, yeah, but you're obviously standing in the middle of a giant lane.
Yeah, so they stop and you're in the way, and it causes a backup. Yeah, it's aggravating. So that's the worst part about it, is like people just have no decorum. And people have, again, you have these, you can tell the industry people, the people who work or do these things, go to these things a lot, because if you want to stop and look something, you get out of the way.
Yeah.
These people just stop. They're like,
yeah,
not caring about anybody who's around them. And then they just turn abruptly. You're like, bro, like, really? What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I didn't see you.
Every,
you know why you didn't see me? Because I'm behind you. You're supposed to look around, you fucking idiot. Like,
well, yeah, you're not supposed to stop in the middle of the walkway.
Yeah. We're all walking. It just stops, turns direction. I'm like,
yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you?
How many of the conferences did you get into?
We only got into Bethesda.
Oh, you didn't even go to the Xbox one?
No. So, being a Microsoft employee, you do not get perks like being able to go to those unless you work for corporate or have to do with Xbox, where you're, you know,
makes sense.
You have that sort of luck. Last year we got lucky because a guy that George knew was able to get us signed up. This year we tried to sign up, but it never we couldn't get in.
Right.
And they were so overbooked because of the new console, they didn't let hardly any standby people come in. So, like, we're like, yeah, there's no fucking way. So we ended up watching it at YouTube Live with Jeff Keighley and everybody, which is pretty cool. The Sony one, we weren't even going to try because, like, they told us the same thing. Like, pretty much no standbys coming in. We looked at the line, it's like 40 or 50 people deep. I was like, I'm not going to wait in a couple hours of line in the sun maybe to get in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll just go back and we'll watch it horribly with our shitty hotel internet. Fucking trash. And then we tried to get into Ubisoft because we do know somebody works there, but he just wasn't there because he was doing dirty duty. But that was a nightmare too because they're like, oh, we can't let it. We're like waiting. Like we might let some standby people in, and we're like, dude, the press conference starts in less than a minute.
Right.
So you're going to let us in while it's going on, which is super terrible because it's a live press conference, I don't think we're getting in there. We got into Bethesda because George found out on Twitter, Bethesda said, we have 300 tickets for it that aren't already reserved. Be here at a certain time and be the first 300 people get passes. So we got into that, which was fucking amazing anyways.
Which is what it sounds like.
One of the best press conferences I've been to, just because it was just so much fun. They spent so much money. It's fucking ridiculous. And it was free for us. The press conferences are free to go to if you can get in. That's why, like, we need a functioning website to...
Did you watch them all eventually?
Yeah, I've watched them. I watched them all, yeah.
Which one did you think was the best? Or was there a best one? I know it's kind of a cliche to ask for E3 or any other.
Yeah, like, not being biased, I think ours was the most impressive because of what we had.
Mm-hmm.
But the best one, I think, was probably either... And again, I think it's because I experienced Bethesda's firsthand. So Bethesda Land, the experience going into the press conference was heightened that whole thing. And the fact that I was just, like, food drunk the entire time. and all the free shit. That one, I think, was the most fun. But I do believe the press conference was heightened because of the experience of Bethesda Land. So it made that one good. But I love all those games they showed off. But I truly think Ubisoft actually had the best press conference.
Really?
Yeah.
Why's that? Because I don't remember all the games that they showed.
So they had the Mario Rabbids game,
right,
which looks super crazy.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think was going to be nearly as good as it looks.
Mm-hmm.
Far Cry 5. We all know I'm fucking excited about that.
Yeah.
They had Assassin's Creed Origins, which looks fucking dope. We had that too, but they had it as well.
Right.
Which looks fucking crazy. By the way, it looks in 4K. Amazing. They had the CG trailer for Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Oh, that looked amazing.
Blew my fucking mind. Just give me a movie like that and I'll be fucking good.
Yeah.
So those five things just made that just outlandish. Like, nobody really had anything really big. The Monster Hunter's World from PlayStation was probably the best thing. But again, this year, none of that stuff they showed comes out this year.
Yeah.
So God of War is next year.
Yep.
Monster Hunter World's next year. Days Gone, we don't even know if it's next year. Spider-Man's next year. The Shadow Colossus remake is next year. They didn't show anything for Kingdom Hearts 3.
Really? I thought I saw a picture.
The Square Enix released a trailer.
Okay, that's
but it wasn't part of the press conference, and it wasn't. And they didn't have their own. The only thing they really had was their stupid, shitty, fucking VR fantasy fishing game.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's Final Fantasy 15 fishing, and all you're doing is literally hanging out with the guys and going fishing in VR. We started calling it Final Fantasy Crack a Cold One Up with the Boys.
Makes sense.
Because that's exactly what it was.
What it would be.
Is
it multiplayer?
No.
You guys are all going to get together, hang out, and go fishing.
And you're online. Sitting on your couch with the VR headset. And
yeah.
Got the little colored balls.
Colored balls. Because their motion controllers are terrible. They look like lady pleasure toys.
Dildos.
I was going to say vibrators, but yeah.
Vibrating dildos.
Yep. So yeah, there's didn't like, I don't know why people would get super hyped about that, because nothing they showed off is coming out this year, and they didn't really show much of anything. That's the only thing. I was like,
which is weird, because like, didn't like God of War debut last year at E3?
Yeah.
So just more previews for
just another level. Like, they showed a different area of it, which looked cool and wrong. I'm gonna buy it. It was
super dope.
But I was like, you're getting us all fucking hot and moist for a game that probably won't be out till next holiday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hot and moist.
This guy.
What's wrong with
you? Can't take things seriously.
Yeah, right? Fucking child. God.
To be fair, though, pretty much everything is hot and moist right now.
It's true.
It's so fucking hot.
Yes. Here in the state of hell.
The Valley of the Sun, they say.
Yeah.
Or the Sun.
Valley of the Surface of the Sun, more like it. Or what did Dead or Dave used to call him on Edge? Valley of the Sunstroke? Cause that's
for
a thing.
Reals.
Yeah, right. Speaking of which, if no one's busy, Warped Tour's here tomorrow, I believe.
What? Don't do it.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, even knowing that it was coming during the quote-unquote summertime was bad enough, but...
It's Fear Farm.
Yeah.
Really? Right over there?
Yeah.
Right off the freeway, all next to those cars. And
Jesus fucking Christ.
In the middle of the fucking field with nothing around for shade.
You have eight people there.
Dude, it's like, it's...
It's all day long, too, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all day, yeah. There's nothing really.
How many people, we're going to put an over-under on how many people will get medical attention.
Oh, yeah. So many. Like,
like,
if you're a paramedic tomorrow, you're going to
be called
out.
How many people are they expecting, do you know, roughly?
Usually they have anywhere like around the I think they have like 30 or 40,000 people. Usually I think it might be like
a lot of people for that small area too.
Oh like, no, it's not small. That area is fucking massive.
Looks small from the freeway.
No, it's fucking huge.
All right, I don't think about
it because it's where like the they always do like if you drive by it, Fear Farm itself takes up a very small section of that area, but that like that area is really big.
All right,
wait. Which part of the highway is Fear Farm off of? I think I'm thinking the wrong
thing. Off the right. So if you're going southbound on the 101, it's the one that's on the right-hand side. So you know where the Cardinal Stadium's at?
Oh, so it is that. Like, oh, I thought
so
maybe.
So Cardinal Stadium's here.
Yeah.
You go to the other side, it has those fields. So kind of. Like there's like the
motocross one. Yeah, almost in the corner of the.
Almost down. Yeah, where Tolson's at. Like it's that like that whole section right there, yeah.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, right?
They're all going to die.
Yeah.
Eric asked me if I want to go. I was like, no.
Is Eric going?
I don't know if he's going or not, but he asked me if I wanted to go. I was like, there's no fucking way.
No, it was 118 degrees today.
Yeah. It's supposed to be hot all this week, and I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. I was like, no, you're out of fucking minds.
They're not flying planes because it's too fucking hot.
They canceled airplane flights.
Because it's too fucking hot. Because
it's too fucking hot here, and now you're going to go out and fucking stand in the sun and jump around and listen to music, yeah, you're a fucking nuts.
No, thank you.
Yeah. All those fucking, I feel bad for all those bands.
Yeah.
Because they have to go and perform for these fucking people in 100 and something degree weather. Granted, it's only like 30 minutes, but.
But still.
Have fun dying.
Yeah.
And there's a, it's funny because like one of the bands is going to be this Gwar.
Oh, God. And they're dressed up.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you guys going to pull a Kiss in like the 90s where you don't wear makeup? Just come out and do your shit? Because.
They might melt off.
They might be melt to them, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're forever in those costumes. Yeah, I just, there's no fucking way.
They were going.
There's a lot of cool bands going, but there's no fucking way.
No.
I would get sunburned, I'd get heat stroke, I would not be
and
happy.
And that's just from the walk from your car to the field.
Yeah, yeah, plus your car's gonna sit in that fucking heat, because they have to park you in the fucking dirt.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking miserable, bro. Unless they cover that whole place in a tent. Giant fucking canopy tent, there's no fucking way.
Which... depending on the tent, it would still make it just as bad, because now you have a bunch of, what is it, 30,000 hot and sweaty people inside of a fucking tent. You want to think like, that E3 would be bad?
Fuck, dude. Gross. Yeah. Yeah, so have fun of that, people, as you die here in the valley. Have fun dying listening to fucking music, you retards. What were we talking about before Joe distracted me?
Dumb idiots going to dumb concerts and dumb weather.
No, we're talking about E3 stuff.
Yeah, we ventured off.
God of War.
Oh yeah, so like God of War stuff
2 years
like,
out.
Yeah, fucking
from the original footage.
Yeah, like well, it's in, like
it looks cool as
every,
fuck.
Like
though.
Every company has one of those games. Beyond Good and Evil 2 is a whole different ballgame because it's been in production for 14 years. I think it was when the first one came out in 2003. And then there was rumbles about it in 2008 when they started production. So like almost like 9 years of production basically. But it looks fucking gorgeous.
It does actually.
Yeah, that CG trailer was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's. Did you watch? Did I sent you guys the trailer for Anthem, right? The new game from BioWare.
Yeah, and I watched it. Then and before, and it looks like an absolutely gorgeous game. I really kind of want to play it, but I want to know more about it because it also looks like it has the possibility of just turning into another Destiny.
Very much so.
Yes.
The biggest difference is, well, you can't say difference. The gameplay obviously is different because you're wearing suits, and it's kind of like it's basically a mix between like Destiny. What did the guy say to me? Destiny, Elder Scrolls, and Titanfall.
Yeah, where it like you said, it has the mech suits and whatnot, yeah. And you have the different classes, but it seemed more open world. Like, it wasn't just a place that you loaded into and you were in that area.
And they do have public events, too, where, like, you could, like, that. So the end of that trailer when they go into that storm, that's a public event. So those four people, the two people that are fighting those people, they call in their friends because they're headed towards that thing, and the other two show up, conveniently, as the other two classes. In suits, and they fly into that thunderstorm. That's actually a public event. So they're going to go and fight something large or large mass of something with a bunch of other players. I was told they are working on up to 32 people at a time, but they want to push it to 64.
Ooh, that would be amazing.
So it'd be 64 online players all collaborating together against some kind of bad force.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Just because like Destiny's like,
I think 12 or 16 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
When they do those public ones, because you can run around in the open world areas, and you can run into a bunch of other players, and they have those public events where like the tank shows up or whatever, you know, and there's a lot of people in there, but it's not a handful, it's not that many.
Mm-hmm.
Like even 32 would just be fucking madness.
Yeah,
can't fucking wait. But the game looks gorgeous, so I'm excited about that one.
And that was the biggest thing that one of the biggest things that drew me onto that one was how gorgeous it looked.
Yeah, it looks so good. It's funny because what people don't know is that. So that's the same team that worked on Mass Effect.
Yes.
But this game started production when Mass Effect 3 ended the first time.
Oh, wow. That was a while ago.
It is. They've been working on this game for 4.5 years. Yeah. And it's not. And it won't be out this year. It's supposed to come out next year.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, 5+ years of working on a game. Yeah. There's a reason it looks that way. It does. But, yeah. I think that's everything. Well, we can talk about the Neil. Neil Blomkamp stuff, so Oat Studio stuff.
Technically a part of E3.
Yeah. So I got a chance. So the crazy thing was, and it was weird that this happened, and I don't know how I thought of it. So this year at E3, they started something new called the E3 Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds way cooler than it actually was. but it's essentially panels. So unlike every E3 before where it's just demonstrating, like showing off new games and things like that, they introduced this thing called E3 Coliseum where they had people from all forms of stuff, not just video games, as we know from Oat Studios and like Dan Trachtenberg and stuff,
mm-hmm.
coming in and talking about different things. So there's one that was called World Building, had James Gunn on it, Dan Trachtenberg and a couple other people, and that's the reason I was trying to get into it. Actually, I'll probably tell you who was all there. The crazy thing about it was there's on Thursday, the last day, there was this this slot that was like, saying like upcoming, didn't have a name to it, and I was like, well, that seems strange to me.
Right.
Wednesday and Thursday. So where's World Building? So they have, and I'll give you so God of War Behind the Curtain, Inside Bungie, World Builders, Assassin's Creed. What games from E3 will make you the next something or other, Bethesda Softworks. So there's been different video game companies that are talking about stuff, right? So World Builders was hosted by Chris Hardwick.
Oh, wow.
It had Neil deGrasse Tyson on it, James Gunn, Randy Pitchford, who's from Borderlands.
Okay.
And then Kiki Wolfkill was the fucking dope-ass name. She's from Microsoft. She's one of ours. So that was the one on... on Tuesday, Wednesday, where's the other one at? Can't remember which one, I can't remember which one Dan Trachtenberg was on now. It doesn't matter. Then, like, they had ones like gaming in VR, AR, and gaming in mobile, like mixed reality. They had Sea of Thieves community thing. They had, like, a voice actors thing. Crash Bandicoot Reunion, Mortal Kombat Celebration, Far Cry 5, Trip to Hope County. A lot of these are like, they're very minimal, like how many you can get in there, so it's kind of shitty. But 6 p.m. on Wednesday, there was this spot that says more info coming soon. And it was like, that's really weird.
Yeah.
And then I saw a tweet from Neil Blomkamp and Adam Blomkamp, his brother, or Matt. Is it Matt? Might be Matt. I can't remember. I'm sorry, Neil, I can't remember your brother's name. Who runs like the Oat Studios like social media stuff. They posted a picture like, oh, just landed in L.A. I was like, and they're like, hashtag E3 2017. I was like, what? So I clicked on the app, and 6 p.m. comes across, a conversation with Neil Blomkamp shows up.
Huh.
And I was all, I'm out. We're going to go. I was like, I have to go see this. It was a one-hour thing, and they debuted Raka.
Yep.
And it was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And to hear him talk about it, and they took a couple questions, but nothing crazy. But like... His brain works so much differently than everyone I've ever like heard or talked to before,
because
he's so methodical about what he wants to do, and like he has everything paced out so far ahead of time.
Right, and it's really weird, like with especially what they're doing with this project. It's a very much Elon Musk type thing where they're like, you know, we have all this talent, you know, we recognize that there's other people out there that could have this talent but don't have the means and stuff to be able to do this stuff. So, hey, look, we're going to start creating this world, and then we're going to release it on Steam, and we're going to release it on YouTube. But the bonus is that if you go to Steam, you can pay us, and we'll give you the assets to all of these things. So you can get the 3D renders and whatnot of the monsters and the ships and whatnot that we put into these trailers, and then you can go off and make your own thing. And it's like, that's never been done before, and that's absolutely fucking amazing. So you could take that stuff, and if you want to make a video game, you can make a video game out of it. If you want to make another movie, you can make a movie out of it. And his only stipulation, which I'm sure they're still working out really, was you know, if you're gonna try and make money off of it, at least try and license it through them, and that was it.
Yeah,
and it's absolutely fascinating.
Really, yeah, it's very bizarre the way he's doing it, but like listening to him talk about the making of it and how he like he the freedom he had of it, but like still the fact like as we've seen now with the Cooking with Bill infomercial they did.
Yeah.
It's just super bizarre. Like yeah. it's just so weird. Like he's just like it's uncapped, do what we want to, make what we want to type feel.
And to be honest with that, it didn't really fit into the whole thing that I just talked about. It's yeah. like it's released under that. It I don't know if you could pay and download assets from it because I don't know if they released it like that, but that's what I'm getting at is like it was more of just a comedy horror info show.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was yeah. nothing like Raka, which is that sci-fi action mini movie, which really pissed me off because I wanted to see definitely more of it.
So much more. What was crazy though is those were bodies that were all over the Eiffel Tower.
I called it. Well, yeah. we called it. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what it looked like. Yep.
And they're like, yeah, and they put up the dead all over. I was like, what the fuck did you do? Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
That shit was so good. It kind of was shitty. I had to rewatch it because the screens we were watching on there weren't the greatest, and the sound quality wasn't fantastic.
Yeah, and I watched the live presentation because when what was it? I don't remember. I got some sort of notification that like Neil Blomkamp was going to be doing something. On YouTube, and I was like, what? And so I ended up watching it through there. Watched the first 7 minutes or something like that is what they showed at the press conference, and immediately they were like, well, this is up on YouTube. And so I just hopped right over there and started watching it there. And it's so gorgeous. But like I said, it has this weird story that I just wish that he could have finished, at least.
Yeah.
You know? Because you're literally at the end of the one that they did during the press conference, because they broke it up into two different things. First, you had kind of the setup story, and then you had more of a character story. That's the second part that they posted along with it on YouTube. And the first story ends with some other being showing up.
Yep.
They call them angels or something like that, and then that was the end of it.
Then it jumps like, to the...
Then it jumps to the other one, and they don't make mention of that other alien race at all. And it's just about Sigourney Weaver and her character trying to get a hold of... A couple of other characters, trying to get a hold of weapons, trying to amass an attack, but it just ends as well.
Yep. Yeah, and it was just... It makes me mad because I want so much more, but goddamn, it was so satisfying to watch.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, this could be on. This could be a TV show. Why not give me this?
Yeah, I mean, if everything's already created for you, it definitely could have been a TV show.
Come on, give me more. Yeah, it was. Oh, it was so much fun, so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for more. Yeah, there was another one that came out too. They got instantly pulled.
Yeah, YouTube. Which I didn't get to. I didn't get to see at all.
Yeah.
I even tried searching for it because you know how the internet never forgets.
Yeah,
somebody somewhere has downloaded it.
Yep.
But I haven't been able to find it yet.
I haven't been able to find another version of it either. Yeah. But yeah. So I mean, so good. So you haven't watched it yet? I posted it. I think I posted it on the Facebook page too.
Hmm.
So yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anybody? Questions? Comments? Oh. Fortnite, July 25th. Get ready for that shit.
Looks interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Mike, you got anything?
Nope.
Damn right you don't.
Fucking A.
Yeah. All right, kids. Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody, and as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Yeah.
Ugh, my arm was falling asleep.